A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will rise with the men of this generation. She will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah, they repented. There is something greater than Jonah here." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, we're all familiar with the book of Jonah. One of my favorite books, really, and of course, Jonah didn't want to go and preach to the people of Nineveh. He didn't want his enemies to receive God's mercy. So he gets, swallowed by the whale. In the belly of the whale went for 3 days, and then the whale spits him out to the shores of Nineveh. You know, that was some spit, what, about 3,000 miles? So we know we're dealing with a folk tale, but it's trying to, again, remind us that God's mercy is for all of us. We cannot limit God's love. And that's why Jesus says there's something greater than Jonah here. He says, Jonah preached to the Ninevites, and he finally did repent, much to his chagrin. And yet we have something greater than Jonah. You have me here. I come to take what Jonah preached about and help you and me to realize God's love is there for all of us as well. The sign of Jonah, and it's actually in Jesus too, that idea of turning away, repentance. We often think of repentance, oh, I'm a terrible sinner. But maybe flip it over another way. Look at it this way. The original meaning of the word repent, metanoia in Greek, means to turn away, to turn around. So what am I turning away from God in my life? What is it that I need to turn back to God in my life? Are there things in my life that I've done that have separated me from God? Am I turning away from the goodness of God, from the mercy of God that comes to me from other people? Am I blind to see the beauty, the goodness of every day, a new day that you and I have never lived before? If you saw that beautiful sun rise over the tip of that mountain this morning and said, "Well, Lord, you've done it again. You brought us to light for another way." Are we being loving and kind, say, to ourselves, in terms of simply how we eat, how we drink, how we rest? Are we really being good to ourselves? Have I turned away from being healthy? Have I turned away into bad habits, to routines that separate me from the goodness and love of God and the love of other people? Maybe I need to turn back to see the goodness and the graciousness of God. Really, if we look at it that way, remember Jesus said one of his great commandments, love the Lord your God with your whole heart, whole soul, your whole mind. We love your neighbor as you love yourself. We cannot give what we don't have. So maybe this Lent again, or maybe just for today, how will I be a sign of love and hope to other people? Will people look at me and say and see, there's someone who loves God. There's someone who loves himself. Maybe they will help me to love myself, to see my goodness, my value, my dignity, my worth. Turning to the Lord, turning to others, turning to ourselves. Turning away from what separates me, but turning back to the graciousness, the goodness. Will you be a sign of love and hope just for today?